Martha J. Porth, there we go.
Oh, did you look at camera two?
Yeah, camera two, camera one in front of me. One in front of me, two next to me. Got it? You okay? Okay.
One more time.
Okay, here we go. One more time straight. I'm looking at one more time straight. Okay. And a two now on the side. One straight. Okay.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to go pee, and then I'm good to go when you are, okay?
Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay. Tron Daily. Here we go. I took the phones out here myself. Here we go. It's a Rome Daily. Here, where are you? Jerome Daly got to be in here someplace. Okay, no, Jerome gotta be here. Jerome, I don't, okay, no, I don't, okay, Marvin Cooley. Cooley, you done?
Oh, shoot,
Bob is
looking good.
Okay, thank you. Here we go. Oh, my God.
2, 3, 4, 5 callers on Blog Talk right now waiting.
Okay.
To hear something from you.
Okay, my little man. Okay. All right, here we are. Okay. Marvin Cooley's felt not on there. Okay, all right. Tester of the fourth. Jerome Daly, where he is in here now. Okay. All right. Marvin Cooley. Okay. Here's some of it on there. Vivian Kellams, May Manson, Tom Crye, Ray Conn, Richardson of Canada. Okay. Okay. See also. Okay, they don't mention anymore. Okay. Vivian Kellams, AJ Porth, George Swallow. Okay. 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 All right. All right. All right. Jack Carr. Never heard about Jack Carr. Who is he? Don't you know about that? Huh.
Are you ready?
Just almost. Nope. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah?
Yep.
I'm on Block Talk. Don't say anything. So 5, 4, 3.
Welcome, my friends, to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour on this December 26, 2019. I am Paymon Montehede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. And tonight, I have a special Christmas message to you. I know most of you are with your family members and enjoy some time with them on this holiday season. Well, so am I. So tonight, however, I realize those of you who are really serious about freedom are choosing to spend a few minutes with me, and I appreciate that. So I figure I'm going to share some special, unique message tonight for those of you who are really serious about freedom. And because America is founded by people like you who are serious about freedom, who is dear to your heart. You have a love of freedom in your heart. To you, it's a cause, it's a spiritual thing that's going on. And it's just about money. It's more than just money. It's about love. It's about truth. It's about peace, freedom, prosperity, and joy that we can all share together. So I'm going to share a little bit unusual kind of a stuff tonight with you, not like the regular ones I do. First, I'm going to talk to you guys about the history of the tax honesty movement going back to World War II and pay a little tribute to those who came before us, those who paved the way for Freedom Law School and others to have our cause to be created and move on to accomplish our goal of restoring America truth, love, peace, freedom, prosperity, and joy for all of us, like we were meant to have in America. You know, Christmas is a time where, you know, it goes back history to thousands of years to North and Western Europe, where Europeans, even before the founding of Christianity, celebrated December 25th, because December 25th was the longest night of winter season. After this longest night of the winter season, the next day, the day goes a little bit longer. Sunshine gets a little bit warmer, a little bit longer and longer and longer. And nights get shorter, shorter, and shorter. And it all leads to spring, renewal of life. Grass grows. Animals create. It's warm. It's nice to be outside. And there's more food again. So they celebrated that because it's from those darkest moments that things look hopeless. That's the time for us to look up. Look up and see, you know, there's hope up there. There's a future up there. We just can't give up hope. As tough as it may seem now, we're to continue our cause. And hope and look forward to a better future if we just hang in there and keep working at it. We're going to have faith. We've got to have faith that things are going to get better because they are going to get better. So, you know, I started Freedom Law School in 1996 after getting to the movement in 1992 about the income tax fraud. And I was wondering why in America the freedom movement is going on. In a free country, there should not be a need for a freedom movement. But I realize it's because America is not free. And I've heard from about other people, well, why, you know, I was searching, why has not the movement won? Well, I found out that there were people like Stardust Movement back in the 1940s, in the middle of World War II, a lady named Vivian Kellams. She was the grandmother of all this. In the 1950s, a guy named A. Arthur J. Porth, a contractor, construction contractor, who, you know, got this movement going further, giving speeches around the country. Marvin Cooley, Jerome Daly. Others came after them. And Peggy Christensen, and then, you know, William Drexler, former judge of Justice of the Peace in Minnesota, and Irwin Schrift. And then the others like Bill Conklin and Vern Holland, and Brett Bruff, John Codmire of Saving Patriot Fellowship, and the Free Enterprise Society, and Steve Helfting, Sean O'Connor, Dave Bullington, Larry Beecraft, Jeffrey Dickstein. I'm just naming a few of the men and women that over the decades I have the pleasure of meeting some of them. Some others I've only heard from. So I want to share a little bit about a few of those guys with you, give them credit. Okay, we're going to go to my screen, folks, and we're going to see this lady. Her name is Vivian Kellam. You see on my screen. You look it up on the internet, and there's not that much about her. Here's a website. New York Times wrote about her in 1975 when she passed away. January 26, 1975, the New York Times has an article about her. Here's a picture of that. And she lived in the Los Angeles area. She was a businesswoman there. She was born of seven children. And what happened with her, that, she got in a fight with the IRS over the fact that she had become a slave of the IRS and withhold taxes from her employees and as an unpaid slave of the government. She vowed that to withhold her employers' taxes until she was appointed to a job. I want a badge, because here she was forced to withhold from the pay of her employees. Okay. And got going in 1943 that she would not pay the taxes for that year. Okay. So it's an interesting article about how she got this thing going. And then Arthur J. Porth, that's his name, Arthur J. Porth. I looked him up on the internet on duckduckgo.com, not Google, of course. And this is one of the few things that I found about him, though, right here on Arthur Porth. This is small print, folks. Sorry about that. And, he was around, in the 1950s. He started, he sued the government in 1951. So he was going in 1940s, late 40s, claiming income taxes and involuntary servitude, contradictory with the 13th Amendment of the Constitution, and other problems with it with the Constitution. And he kept going for a long time in the 1950s. In 1966, the government came after him. After many years, even the Anti-Defamation League, which is a very corrupt organization that hates us, he called it his most influential effort, came in 1960s when he filed a tax return with blanket, except for a statement declaring that he was pleading Fifth Amendment, claiming that anything you write there takes for in 1040 can be used against him, and travel across the country, giving out literature about the tax. What's funny about that, folks? You know what that makes me realize? The fact that we did not have access to the laws on our fingertips, like we have today on the internet, is a huge deal. 1940s, Arthur Porth started. In 50s and 60s, well over 15 years, he did not have access to laws to look up the codes, IRS codes and regulations like we've done with you at Freedom Law School. We'll look up and see actual laws published by Congress and see, whoa, they have deceived us. They lied to us. The law was there, regulations were there, we just didn't know. And they just argue simple things like Fifth Amendment, I have a right to be silent. How can I be required to file a 1040 income tax confession form? And then the IRS uses it against me to try to put me in prison. If something doesn't jive, doesn't make sense, it's contradictory. He didn't realize that the income tax laws were written to apply to those in D.C. and territories and apply to foreigners and government employees. He didn't know that. Because internet was not available, Congress did not make laws available at the tip of your fingertips on the internet to see for yourself. So these people, folks, paid a heck of a price because maybe they went to prison because they were ignorant of the law. The law was not available. And today, it's different. You go to Freedom Law School's YouTube channel, folks, that I have here, okay? Here it is, you see us, folks. Of the many freedom programs, the Freedom Hours, and each of these programs, folks, you see actual copy of the laws as published by Congress in front of your eyes. You can do it yourself. It's right there. The link is right there. You see Supreme Court decisions right there, the language of it as published. For everybody to see. It's all there, folks. You can take advantage of all this stuff for yourself. This was not possible to Arthur Porth, to Vivian Kellams, Irwin Schiff, and many others that came before us. Okay? And I want to recognize Irwin Schiff. He's paying a special regard because he is Irwin Schiff is based at payNoIncomeTax.com is his website. He passed away. Irwin Schiff was probably the guy, the man who exposed the form of income tax in a more aggressive, in-your-face, passionate way than anybody else that I know. And I get to know Irwin Schiff. You know, and he went to prison four different times, three different tax trials, and the fourth time the crooked judge threw him in court in jail again. In his book, The Federal Mafia, you know, is a good book. The government filed lawsuit to stop him from selling his book. Yes. Can you believe that, folks? You know, the book, you know, you could not sell it. Clear First Amendment violation. The second time in history of the United States that a book was banned in the United States where we have free speech was banned by the government and the courts. So he made the book available for free. So the truth can get out, folks. That's why Freedom Law School, folks, you see, what I've done, a lot of stuff I got out here, like Educate Congress page, at livefreedom.org. This material here on how I write Congress about the laws is there for free. It's your right to do this, folks, as an American, to write your congressman, reader's agreements letter, sample letter I've produced for you. Everyone of you should write to congressman and complain. Tell him, hey, this income tax is out of control. It's been misapplied to American people. It's a fraud. Okay? And also, if you want to stop withholding income tax on your paycheck, the average American, you know, here's, I got a link on that. Here we go. On how to stop income tax withholding. But we do it first by looking up the laws, how to stop income tax through Congress, and write your congressman about it. Here's sample letters throughout your U.S. senators and your House of Representative members. And all the laws as published by Congress itself. Here it is. There's sample one. You see one of them. there are sent to Congress itself. This is what you say the law is. And the deep state IRS and the crooked court are ignoring the law. Hold the executive branch and judiciary accountable to uphold the laws as written by we the people, folks. So our challenge this year coming up, folks, is for us to remember we are about love. We have love and truth on our side. They, the misguided deep state, have fear, money, and power on their side. The average American, we don't have much money. I don't know, most people live paycheck to paycheck, have no savings. But they have lots of money. They have power, right? And they have they control the mainstream media, the institutions in this country. But we got the truth, and we love the truth. They use fear, along with all these tools they got, to try to overcome the truth. And our love of truth, which leads us to freedom, to peace, to prosperity and joy to the world. And this Christmas season, I believe, is special. Because after Freedom Law School being here for 23 years, this 24th year, I feel in my heart that Freedom Law School is going to take a special leap forward with the help of you, our friends, our supporters. We believe this cause, and you're going to share our message. You're going to get it out to people out there who are looking for the truth. And despite all the censorship in the media, folks, we're going to go on. One of these days, YouTube will censor us. Well, we're going to be on Brighteon.com and BeatChute very soon as a backup. We're going to get this message out there, folks, and we're unstoppable because we have the truth on the internet. Every time they get oppression, God opens up a way open for us to move forward to new openings, to fight the tyranny of lies and deception. And I can't say this enough, folks. Our battle is truly spiritual. See, some of you don't know this, but Freedom Law School is actually part of Freedom Church, freedomchurch.org. I founded both in January 1st, 1996. Because I believe natural laws of God that created us, that we all are bound and must live by. No different than gravity or chemistry or law of physics or biology. We cannot ignore for long without paying a hell of a price for trying to ignore and violate God's laws. If you have not been to freedomchurch.org, go there. I still got a lot of work to do on there, a lot of good content I got to put on freedomchurch.org. I've been so busy with Freedom Law School, I've not had enough time to provide content the way I like to at freedomchurch.org. I plan to do so in the near future, and I need your help to do so because I got so much work to do, and I need your help to get this out there, this information out there. So, but I want to let you know that our cause truly is spiritual. I want to share you something about that. You know, this year I came across some amazing information on the internet that just took my understanding of love and freedom and God to a whole new level. Okay, I'm going to go to my screen and show you. Okay, I want you all to go and look up Near Death Experience of Jeff Olson, OLSEN. I looked up on YouTube already. Here is one presentation. I want you to watch this presentation, which was put up just in March 19, 2019. And this 45-minute presentation has already over 800 views. That's a lot for a presentation that's very long. Almost a million views for something like that. Somebody dying, and coming back. There's a reason why this presentation has a large amount of views, very large, is because it truly is special. The experience that this man shares is absolutely riveting. It was truly riveting to my heart. It just expanded my horizons to a whole new level I didn't understand. What happened is that this man died in a car accident with his wife and two children. His wife and toddler son died on the scene instantly. He went to the hospital, totally mangled up his body. Leg, arm, intestines torn. And he actually died. Well, on the other side, saw his wife. As beautiful as could be. Not injured at all. Tell him he's got to go back. Then later he had a chance to have a visit with his toddler who had died. And he came back and forth several times. And the message that he shared, I don't want to spoil for you what he experienced about love. God is absolute love and creation and intelligence. All combined. And he experienced God. To me, it reminded me why I'm here for so long. And IRS should not be able to shut me down or put me in prison because I was meant to do this. I had a purpose why I have this experience I've had. Because in the last 27 years, I learned a lot to bring to you in a ready-made form. It took me all these times, 27 years of learning, to be able to share this stuff with you in, with internet being where it's at. All the pieces have to come together. For fear and loss of you, to bring you this truth-loving information at the right time to get it out there. But things look hopeless. Because let me tell you something, folks. You don't know how hopeless things were. Back in the early 2000 years, the Irish were on a mission and closed all the tax oriented groups and organizations out there from 2001 to 2005 in 4 years. They closed up dozens and dozens of freedom organizations out there. Just summarily by going to court, the judge would convince, hey, buddy, judge, this guy's a tax shelter promoter. Shut him down, penalize him, tell him to put a thing on his website. He's a tax shelter promoter. Give us a list of his customers. And if he does, do it again, put him in jail for contempt of your court order. Yes, they did that. Except the Freedom Law School. The only organization that the IRS did not dare to take to court was Freedom Law School. In fact, I'll show you on our website, you'll see after 13 and a half years, they left Freedom Law School alone. If you go to our website again, you see under our victories, under FLS victories, you'll see on there, victory number two, Freedom Law School beats IRS's bogus claim of being an abusive tax shelter promoter. Okay? And here's the detail, more details about it. And this case, folks, goes back 13 years minimum, I know, at least, investigating Freedom Law School by the IRS. Okay? And here's the initial investigation started out right here, you'll see, folks, coming up. Way back, in 2003, okay? This is the letter that wrote to me. And the actual documentation, here it is. The actual photocopy of the letter IRS sent me is right here. This is the first one, folks. I'm not making this stuff up. Here it is. As IRS employee, contact person wrote to me April 2003, was Mary Bell Steberg, her name on the top right of the letter, person to contact. Now, it was written to, letter to me was signed, here it is, Marilyn Steberg, her name is down here again, in Santa Ana, California, IRS office. Dear Mr. Motadia writes to me. Frank Nixon, area director, personally wrote to me. That guy was Laguna Niguel IRS office. Yeah, I got a personal letter from Frank Nixon. I was looked at by the head of one of the biggest IRS offices in the country. That's when it started, way back in 2003, folks. I'm not making this stuff up, okay? And you see the rest of the stuff all the way. Eventually, they went and backed off, folks. They here it is. You see the victory letter? Here it is. The fact, after all those years, July 11, 2016, another IRS employee wrote to me. Okay, Marilyn Sidbeck was retired or something. Roma Patel was another gal, took over that case and said they're discontinued. And from San Diego IRS office, another big IRS office, looking into, you know, they stopped looking at me as being an abusive tax shelter promoter, you know? So, the reason I want to share this with you folks is because we all have a purpose in life. And sometimes our purpose is not clear. Not to us. It's hidden to us. We don't know where we're coming and where we're going and why. For me, that's been the case, folks, many times. Wondering, what am I doing? There's no organization for me to look to. Or Free Enterprise Society. Or Save Me a Picture Fellowship. These guys ran out longer than me, more experienced than me. For years, Freedom Lost it grew in the shadow of those older, bigger organizations. And they're gone. Freedom Lost now is the premier freedom organization exposing IRS income tax fraud. Talking about the Federal Reserve, our money system, how that's a huge scam, how our banks make money out of thin air and charge the entire society, government, and the people interest, leave us all in poverty. With all the technological advances that we have, we all should be much more prosperous and comfortable. But they're robbing our wealth, enslaving us, controlling us like slaves and sheep. They want to graze our wool, keep us in poverty. So what I see, folks, is we're going to together, we're going to work together. IRS is collapsing of its own weight. Yes, because the bureaucracies don't work. So what Unity collapsed, so will the IRS. We talked about that, folks. I talked about our IRS collapsing in our Freedom Hours. So let me go to my show, you guys. So, okay, on our screen here is our YouTube channel, Freedom Law School. And here we go. Let's go down. And I'll show you the one that I talked about, the IRS is collapsing, you know, like the former Soviet Union. Here it is. I did one recently. This is the one. That's the one I did. Okay. Okay. Here, October 24, 2019, I did one. Yep, that's the one I did that. Is the IRS collapsing from the inside like the Soviet Union did? Okay. You can listen to it if you want further watch it. They're collapsing, folks. And there's going to be an honest tax system recreated in America. Okay? And this honest tax system is going to make a difference in your life. America is going to be free once again. We're going to have a free country in America. A prosperous country. Where the government represents the American people. We the people, you, the American people, we charge again our government. And I know so because Donald Trump was elected as president, a total outsider. Against all odds, they thought, the entire corrupt establishment that brought us George Bush, the criminals, father and son, Clinton's total criminals, Obama stooge from Kenya, and McCain's and Romney's and other criminals. They're all behind Hillary Clinton. The defeated Ron Paul, who was the man who should have been president in 2012, with all kind of cheating, and the role was paid for Trump, an outsider, a billionaire who had all the money in the world you want. Doesn't need any more money when he's 70 years old.
You may disagree with him in some policies, but guess what? The fact that he's an outsider, not an owned criminal like the ones I mentioned, that's the key. I don't have to support Trump on everything. I don't support, he's a Zionist, supports Israel, which I'm against as a Jewish born and raised in America. I don't have to agree with every decision he makes. The fact that he's an outsider, that's all. And he's really trying to do his best, as best as he knows, that's a big change right there. That's why the whole Democratic Party, the corrupt major media, the deep state within the government bureaucracy, the lower level judges, they're all just ganging up on this outsider virus who's cleaning out this DC corruption, who still has not, he still hasn't done it. He has not even indicted one of these crooks in DC, nor former FBI head Comey, former CIA Director Brennan, Intelligence Director Guy Clapper, the Clintons. None of these guys all should be indicted. He's making progress. Slowly. Slower than I like to see. I would have indicted a bunch of these crooks already if I was president. But patience, my friends. It's coming. We have an outsider. People are looking to the insurance for freedom, for truth, for real news. Freedom Law School is there. Begin the truth. With love from our hearts. Don't let them weaken you with fear. Don't give them the honor, folks. Come from love. Know you are a spiritual being within these bodies that will leave eventually. Come back. We came here, we're going to leave again. You don't have to be afraid. Come from love of God and truth and just share it with people. If you come from that, from your heart, people will feel it, sense it, that, hey, you know what? You just try and show the truth because you love them. They'll sense it. They'll know it. Sometimes they won't. They're not ready. I understand. But a lot more of them will, folks. And as a result, you're going to see great progress made in upcoming few years. You'll notice it, and you can be proud that you were one of the early pioneers in this rebirth of the truth and freedom, tax honesty, get rid of the Federal Reserve, bring peace, no more of these illegal, unconstitutional, oppressive laws that hurt people throughout the world. U.S. government has murdered over a million people over the last 15 years throughout the world. You won't be indirectly part of that crime of the U.S. government. Okay? And it's going to get exciting, folks. It's going to get fun. So I invite you to look at that Jeff Olson video presentation. If you listen to just 10 minutes, folks, of this video, folks, here, I'm going to show you again. Near-death experience of Jeff Olson. Just watch 10 minutes of this. 10 minutes, and you will not stop. You will want to end this and share this with all your friends and family members this Christmas. Because, folks, we are involved in a spiritual battle. Love and goodness and truth versus the fear and evil that these people are bringing out there. They've been winning a lot, but it's our turn. Our turn is coming up, folks. We're going to make a difference, a big difference, and we're going to succeed. And one day, we'll have the perfect tax. What's the perfect tax? Well, perfect tax was like as we had it in the Thomas Jefferson. And my friend, Ed Juliet from Griffin, who wrote the book Creature from Jekyll Island about the Federal Reserve, that you many of you know about, folks, he did a speech about it years ago, okay? And I'm going to show you. Here it is, folks, on my screen. This, type it on YouTube, Perfect Tax Griffin. It'll come up. This is it, folks. The Perfect Tax, a lost formula rediscovered, okay? And here it is, folks. What was the perfect tax in summary? It's a tax where there'll be only taxes on imports. That's right, folks. Only a tax on imports. No more internal taxes of any kind. That's how it was in times of Thomas Jefferson. He said President Jefferson's biggest accomplishment was that he got rid of all internal taxes. Not even tax on alcohol, whiskey tax, which was unpopular, nothing. Only imports were taxed. The government should be so small, the tax on foreigners, America truly shall become a land of prosperity and a hope and example of the world. So watch this presentation, The Perfect Tax by G. Edward Griffin, folks, which was posted June 16, 2016. A lost formula rediscovered, folks. So with that, folks, I want to go to your comments and take your questions that you guys want to bring me, folks, on the YouTube. You're asking. Let's see what you guys are saying. Okay. John Jones, thank you for wishing me Merry Christmas. I appreciate that, my friend. David Burden says, have you covered ad valorem taxes? No, those are county type of a property taxes. They're legal. I have not done enough research on those because there's lawful basis for those on each state constitution. And each state, remember, is a country of its own. Florida, Texas, Tennessee, they're all different countries. They have their own set of laws and constitutions. Depending on your state, is a different laws that apply. So you have to do that legal research on your own. You get Freedom Law School Level 1 course, I show you how to use the law library. If you watch Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour presentations, I show you how to look up a law library. So look up in your state, put your state, like Florida, ad valorem tax, constitution section, it'll come up. Start your research right there, okay? Okay, our Digi says it requires too much study and understanding. Well, it does take some study, my friends. Yes. You know, it takes effort. Okay, and then our Digi says, no one will help you once you get into trouble trying to be free, period. That's why, well, my friend our Digi, I agree, Freedom Law School is available to help. And Freedom Law School has courses, has freedom packages. Okay, let me show it our website. You probably don't know this, my friend, okay? Here's Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org. On the education materials, there's a lot of, on the drop-down menu, a lot of different education material you should check out, okay? Start with the eye-opening education, the first one, the most important one of all the links, okay? High income tax confusion can put you in prison. Then you can go to income tax reward. Another great opening about how income tax is a deception and fraud. Watch this 2-minute video about Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward. Just 2 minutes. Where this is a reward been there, and in over 20 years that list reward offer been there, no government lawyer, okay, IRS employee, judge has ever even attempted to claim this tax reward. None. So keep doing your education on your own. Here's more educational material. And then under course packages, there's much help available. There's level one course. The least packages offer you education only, education support, consultation, everything, including the top level that everybody wants. The only IRS peace of mind insurance, the Royal Fear Package, where everything is done for you as a flat rate. It's there. What do you mean there's no help available? Here it is. Everything done on you for in all IRS situations at a flat rate annual cost. Bob, it's going up in February 1st, $1,000 You can save yourself $1,000 if you sign up before February 1st. Oh, and I forgot. Sorry, I got to make a special announcement. On all of our freedom packages and level one course, which are listed here at these pages I show you. We had a Christmas for the first time ever special gift of buy one, get one free. First year Royal Freedom Package, Simple Freedom Package free. And Beginner's Freedom Package, the level one course, buy one, get one free. It expired December 24th. Some of you took advantage of that, but some of you may not have known about that. I'm extending that till January 6th. There'll be no more extensions. January 6th. You can still get the Royal Freedom Package. Folks, look at this. Okay, just to know so clear what I'm sharing about. Okay, which everything's done for you. First year is still only $7,000 for the first year. Each year thereafter will be $4,000 per year, except $4,500 for Californians. But on the January 6th, you get $7,000 for the Royal Freedom Package for the first year, and you get to give one to a friend or family member for free. Your friend could be father or non-father. You're going to get all of this work done for your law school, everybody, father or non-father, even though there is no law requiring the filing of income tax. Yes. This Peace of Mind program, everything's done for you. For file, not file, is buy one, get one free on January 6th. If you have any questions, folks, call Freedom Law School. We're going to put the number on your screen, okay? At 813-444-4800. Any questions, call Freedom Law School. Actually, live volunteers answer the phone call. We want this high-gun chat box on the internet to actually talk to you on the phone, okay? So, yes, now, I have to tell you guys about that extension of our special, which I forgot to announce earlier. Now, I'm going to go to some of your comments on YouTube. David Byrne, welcome to the challenge. Yes, David. David has not filed income tax since 2001. Yes. You never heard anything from them either. Okay, good for you. Okay. David, I want to invite you to join Freedom Law School. Become, support us by supporting yourself. Okay, do yourself a favor. Get any of our courses or freedom packages. Okay, together we're more powerful. You have a peace of mind. They left you alone? Great. They may come after next month or next year. Don't take chances. Let's work together. Okay. Let's see what the commentary we have out there. Well, you guys talk a lot out there amongst yourself. That's good. David says, David Burden, that the 14th Amendment was not legally ratified. That is true. Very true. But so many things are done illegally. That is true. Okay. Well, David says, if you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude, then animating contest of freedom, go from us in peace. We ask not your counsel to arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. Samuel Adams, founding father. Yep. Thank you, David. Great quote from the founding fathers. I really appreciate that. Okay. Now, an anonymous tax on non-state nationals, illegals, visitors, permanent residents that are not Americans. But remember, you're not a national. You are American citizen, U.S. and state combined. Only Samoans, American Samoans, are American nationals. That's another patriot mythology, okay? In fact, let me show you on that. And Anonymous, you want to, let's see, this presentation I did on YouTube channel on this issue, are you a U.S. national or a U.S. citizen. Here we go. Here we go. Right here. I did this one. Okay. Here it is. Are you a sovereign state or U.S. citizen? It was August 8, 2019. I did this. I covered this issue in detail for you, my friend. So don't let yourself be misguided. Okay. All right, so let's go back to the commentaries. And David Montaigne says, protective tariffs were the reason the poor were so intent on passing the income tax, which was to be for gain and profits only of the rich. Yes, that's very true, my friend. You're right. That was the intent in late 1800s. Income tax was the masses wanted to be free of tax and let the super rich pay tax on their gains and profits of making the millions. That is true. You're right. Could they have passed an income tax on unearned income nationwide? I'm not sure what you mean by that. But the bottom line is they turned that around on us. The intent was to tax the super rich, the Rockefellers, and the super rich to turn around and tax the average guy, enslaved us. We're going to turn it back around on the crooks up top. Okay? They control the Federal Reserve, the banking system. They control the media. They control the crooked politicians, the communist Democrats, and the Republicans in name only. The control of bureaucracy and low-level judges. It's a corrupt system. D.C. is a swamp. Silicon Valley censors us. Now, openly, we're going to fight that back, folks. The truth is out there. We're going to get it out there. Let's go take some of your questions, folks. Okay? We have a call from Erica 215. We have unblocked that radio. We have the question. I'm going to get your question momentarily. Before you ask your question, Eric, call up America 215. Merry Christmas to you. Tell them your first name.
And hi, my name is.
Ask me questions. Yes, what's your name?
Susan.
Yes, Susan. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. I received a letter from the IRS. It's actually a bill, and I don't understand it. They want some money, and I paid them to a zero balance last April. And they're taking me all the way back to – I actually emailed this to you a little bit earlier because I just got home today. So I don't understand what they want the money for. It's got all the years I worked since 1982.
That is impossible because IRS has by law 10 years to collect the tax.
That's what I heard.
The economy was becoming fixed or assessed. They can extend that 10 years, another 10 years, 20 years. So 1982 tax, if they came out through 1986, let's say, they assessed
okay.
It. 10 years would make it 1996, another extension to 2006. A long time ago, that tax disappeared. I'll not send you a letter because you sent it too recently. If you need to go have it, be ready to look over your letter. Call next week. Make sure you have your letter in advance so I can look at it and address it. Okay? I'll be happy to help you.
I will do that.
But I got your letter. Okay? Any other questions?
Okay. No, I just want to know what they want this money for. I don't understand it. It doesn't tell me what it's for or when it was for or what year it was for.
Well, you should say it. Always say the year and it's about and the amount. What's the amount?
$250. Not much, but it's enough.
Really? About
really?
$250. You had a heart attack, Susan. Come on, give me a break. That's only a traffic.
No, okay. I would like to
but
ignore it.
I'll help you. No doubt. I will be happy to help you. But
okay.
Send the letter to me. Make sure I have it. You can call for your law school. You make sure we have it. And I'll have it ahead of time. I can address it. I'll be happy to address it for you. Okay?
Absolutely. Not
okay.
At this time. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, folks, there's no more questions for tonight. And you want to be with your family, spend more time with them on this Christmas, New Year, holiday season. So have some time with your family. No matter what, come from love. with your family. They do things right, they do things wrong. Just remember, we all make mistakes. Okay, try to love them. Try to spend more time with them and take care of you too. Get some rest. Get some sleep, full out of sleep. And let smile come from your heart and brighten up someone else's life. And that may be having a difficult time. Things are not so warm and lovey for them. Show them your smile. Okay? Let them see the love out there. Okay? And we're going to go next year. We're going to start our journey to freedom, peace, prosperity with love together. Thank you and have a good Merry Christmas and New Year, my friends.
Okay.